Good morning, all of you. Myself, Shivani Agarwal, working as a guest faculty in School of Studies in Computer Science and Application. Today, I am going to take audio lectures on the topic Trading Account. So, all the students of MCA 4th SEM, please go through this audio lecture and note down some important points. So that what we are discussing here, the trading account. Now, what is trading account? Trading account is related to manufacturing level transactions only of the manufacturing level that we are expending and we are getting in the this. We are in the trading account, what we are doing, we are only doing of the at the level of manufacturing in the factory level. In the factory, what they are manufacturing, we will just note down in the trading account. Now, in this, we'll get two things, the gross profit and the gross loss. In the trading account, we have to make the trading account performa. In the trading account performa, there are two things, that is debit account and credit account. Means there are two sides, debit side and the credit side. In the debit side, there are two things, particularly and amount. In the amount, in the bracket, we will note down debit. And in the credit side, we will note down particulars and amount credit. Now, in the debit side, we'll start with the opening stock. Opening stock means the stock we are opening with the account with the new year in the organization. What the amount of a stock we are having. So opening account. The second one is purchases. It also comes in debit side of the trading account. Now the purchases, we have purchased. In the purchases, We subtracted the purchase return. Purchase return means the damages. We have purchased something. We have purchased a stock in the wholesale amount. So in the lump sum amount when we are purchasing, it has some damages or something like that. So we have to deduct it from purchases. But the purchases, and if there is any purchase return, we'll have to mention in the bracket, in the particularly bracket only, where we have to write the purchases amount less purchase return amount, and what is the amount comes, we'll convert it into, we'll make in the amount itself. Matlab, we'll make the amount column, we will take that amount in the amount column. Now the third one is direct expenses. Direct expenses means the expenses which is directly related in the manufacturing account. Now, in the credit side. Credit side means where the particulars and amounts are there. But what we have to return? The sales. We are having the sales. What we have? Sale out. So, when we are selling out, there are some sales returns also. So, that is what we are doing in the purchase, we will same do in the sales return. That we have in the particularly column, we have to write sales amount minus sales return amount, and whatever the amount comes, we'll transfer it to the amount section. Next, the closing stock. Closing stock means the leftover stock for the next year. Whatever for the next year the amount is left out, it is known as closing stock. So we'll write it on the credit side of the account. Now, basically, what is direct expenses? Direct expenses are related which will come in the debit side of the trading account. So, direct expenses which are related to manufacturing level, anything we are spending at the factory level. At what level? At the factory level, those expenses are called as direct expenses. Now, what is direct expenses? Basically, what is the name of the direct expenses? How we can classify that it is a direct expenses or it is an indirect expenses? So, direct expenses means which is directly related with the manufacturing or the factory level. That is carriage, wages. Carriage means the bhada, carriage. So, the carriage inward and carriage on purchases. We will write on the direct expenses in the trading account. But if it is carriage outward or carriage on sales, so it is an indirect expenses. It does not come in the trading account. wages, freight, duty and clearing charges, fuels and power, coal, gas and water, factory rent and the factory repairs. It all comes in direct expenses. Then we have to close the account. After that, what we have written? We have written the debit side, the credit side. In the debit side, what we have written? The opening stock, purchases. If there is any purchase written, we'll have to less it, deduct it from the purchases, and then direct expenses. And in the credit side, what we have written? The sales written, if any, and the closing stock. Then after that, when we have prepared this, we have to close the account. So for the closing of the account, we have to make the total of both the sides. If the credit side is more, for an example, is credit side is 1 lakh, and if the debit side is 75,000, if the debit side is 75,000 and the credit side is 1 lakh, we have to equalize. So for the equalization, because the credit side is more, we have to equalize the debit side. So we, in the debit side, what we have to return? Gross profit. If the credit side is more, because credit side is 1 lakh and debit side is 75,000. So we have to write gross profit 25,000. So there is an equal amount, 1 lakh, 1 lakh. That means if the credit side is more, we have to write gross profit and we have to equalize it. But if there is a more of debit side and less of the credit side, for an example, if there is debit side 1,50,000 and credit side 1 lakh, so we have to equalize it. So on the credit side, what we'll write? The gross loss, and the gross loss will be 50,000 and the amount will be equal. That means 1,50,000 and 1,50,000. This is all about trading account. I hope you all understand very well about this topic, what is trading account, and in the next lecture we'll continue with the another topic. Thank you.